that I've always felt him say. I've always felt that Baba has been with me. But as I mentioned earlier, I had to learn, and I'm still learning, what it means to love and follow Baba as an adult. And I feel that it is a daily discovery, and one that is continually unfolding. And I know that with every little effort I make to please Baba, no matter how small it may seem, that with that effort, the voice of intuition, or the inner voice, Baba's voice, becomes clearer. And I often think of Baba's work in the new life, and I think what a miracle it is that he, through his own example as the perfect devotee, has created this path of love. Because Baba has made it possible for each of us to find him within. And if we can remain alert to his voice within, then we can begin to discover what pleases him. And which in essence means to put ourselves aside more and more, and to put Baba first more and more, until he becomes the only focus in our lives. I often hear the question, well, how do we love Baba now that he's gone? But of course, the obvious answer is that Baba hasn't gone anywhere. Part of the struggle we have, I feel, is to go through the pain of trying to find Baba within where he is, and learning how to love and live for him alone. Thank you very much. I think it's about time for tea and celebration and welcome cake, I hear.